Listen to part of a lecture in a United States history class.
We've been looking at factors leading up to the American Revolution. Today, I want to look more deeply into what the colonists in the 1700s were thinking and feeling. What motivated them to change the political order violently? Was it money, social injustice, religious intolerance? Without question, American colonists saw the conflict in terms of political issues. Their concern was not so much their economic problems as it was how the colonists wanted and indeed felt they deserved to live. In other words, the American Revolution was about liberty, the protection of personal liberty. You see, the colonists shared a belief that was quite radical at the time. They believed that a person had rights. These rights weren't based on the generosity of a king, and they weren't based on the language of the law. The colonists believed in a higher law, one that granted people rights, rights that they were born with, and which couldn't be taken away by any human being. Unless, of course, someone committed a crime, and then they'd have to go through the proper legal steps. Now, what were these rights? I'll quote directly from the Declaration of Independence, which states them clearly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The colonists had a new vision of what made political authority legitimate and what made personal liberty secure. Their vision was this. Legitimate government required the consent of those who were being governed. So to understand how events led to the revolution, we need to understand specifically how political power was being exercised by the British in the colonies. Any ideas?